Let's keep it moving here on From the Press Box to Press Row. The Washington Redskins 4-2 on the season. As a matter of fact, winners of four straight as they will be at Detroit on Sunday in his second season as a wide receiver and return specialist for the Redskins is a former fourth-round pick out of Duke in the 2015 NFL Draft. Jamison Crowder joins us here on From the Press Box to Press Row. Jamison, welcome to the program.
Hey, how you doing?
Doing
glad to be on today.
Yes, I'm glad to have you, man. What is it about the Skins in these last four games and the way that this football team is playing as opposed to the first two?
The last few games we've just been, you know, pretty much finding ways to win. You know, some of the wins haven't been, you know, the prettiest, but you know, you never can go wrong by winning. And you know, obviously we dropped the first two games. And we knew that we, you know, somewhere had our backs against the wall after those first two losses. And like I said, you know, these last four games, we've just been able to find ways to win. You know, we know we got a challenge this week going against a really good Detroit Lions team. But, you know, we're looking forward to going up there and playing well and hopefully coming away with a victory.
No question about it for you. And really a big win against the Eagles. It's a division rival. For you in the game, three receptions, 52 yards, and one touchdown. You did it at home, which was ultra important as well. Talk about that win and how big that victory was.
I mean, yeah, that win was huge for us. You know, obviously, like you said, a division game, so you know it holds a little more weight. And then obviously the Eagles, you know, they were a hot team. You know, a really good team. You know, offense playing really well, defense obviously playing well, and, you know, just be able to come in and, you know, get that win, you know, that was huge. It was huge for our confidence, huge for us within the standings, within the division. So, you know, that was a big win for us.
Let me take you back to last week because you were named the NFC Special Teams Player of the Week in part because of a punt return for a touchdown that you had against Cleveland, which was really big. What did that mean? Because it had been a long time since the – what did it mean to you, I should say? It's been a while. It had been a while, I should say, since the Redskins had a punt return for a touchdown.
That was huge for me. Last year, I didn't have the success that, you know, that a lot of people expected. To have on the special teams end, especially in the punt return phase. But, you know, this year we had been doing really good. You know, but prior to the return for a touchdown, I was picking up really good yardage. You know, the average was up there. The guys were blocking well. And then, you know, obviously, like you said, last week, you know, I was able to break more in the score. So it just kind of, you know, showed all the hard work that I put in and all the hard work that the guys on the punt return unit, you know, have been putting in as far as, you know, making sure that they're on their blocks. And, you know, it's pretty much kind of, you know, just showed a, you know, a tribute to all the hard work that we put in. So it felt good, you know, to be able to run the punt back. And, you know, obviously from here on out, you know, we're trying to, you know, continue to do that and put the offense in a good position.
Jamison Crowder in his second season with the Washington Redskins, wide receiver. He joins us here on From the Press Box to Press Row. Well, let me take you back to something you said, Jamison, because maybe I guess you did say more specifically you didn't feel like you had a good season in the return game. However, I mean, when you look at what you were able to accomplish last year with the 59 receptions, you broke a Redskins rookie record in terms of reception that was held by Art Monk until you broke it. How have you grown from last year to this year so far, where you already have 24 receptions on the season?
I think my confidence obviously has grown, you know, from last year to this year. But just really understanding my role within the offense, you know, I feel like I really understand my role, and I try to, you know, embrace my role, you know, amongst all of the weapons and all the guys that we have on this offense. So, you know, if I had to pick out an area that has really increased, I'd definitely say my confidence, even despite, you know, having a really good rookie year. But it's my confidence in this season. You know, I just feel comfortable out there on the field and, you know, understand what my role is within the offense.
Yeah, you're right. I mean, to have that confidence, particularly when you're talking about guys, veterans that have had a lot of success in this league, Pierre Garçon, DeSean Jackson, et cetera, even to some degree, even though he plays tight end, Jordan Reed. How have these guys been able to take you under their wing and sort of help you along the way and now your second year in the league?
I mean, you know, just being around those guys, you just see what it takes to be a professional athlete. You know, before the game, before each game, DeSean Jackson, you know, he comes over and he gives me, you know, some words before the game. And a lot of times it's not necessarily like words of encouragement. It's more so a challenge. You know, he'll say, like, you know, Crowder, like, we know that you can play. We know that you don't get the ball that much, but, you know, in this game, it's going to be a time and point where you get the ball. And, you know, and what you do with it is going to be, it's going to have an impact on this game. So, you know, that was like, you know, some of the things that he comes and, you know, and tells me before the game. But just being around those guys, you know, you obviously have to live up and play to a certain expectation level. You know, those guys have done a lot of things within this league, and you know, just being around them, you know, it gives me the inspiration and motivation to go out there and do my best.
What does having a guy? I mean, and it may, you know, and I know you're a team guy, and it could take away a little bit from maybe some of the production you have, because to your point, there's so many weapons and you look to be more of the future of the Skins, although you are the present now. But what does it mean to maybe be able to have a guy like a Jordan Reed come back this Sunday? And obviously you guys missed him a little bit against the Eagles, although you were able to really get a lot of balls thrown your way.
Yeah, I mean, it's you know, to get Jordan Reed back, it's huge. You know, he's a huge weapon on this team and in the NFL, you know, period. And to get him back, you know, it's just another guy that the defense really have to hone in on and really have to pay attention to. So, you know, anytime we can have all of our weapons, all of our guys out there healthy and playing, you know, it just makes the team that much better. So, you know, hopefully we can definitely get him back out there this week and, you know, be ready to play.
Jamison Crowder of the Washington Redskins joins us here on the program. Can you speak, Jamison, to the rapport between you and Kirk Cousins?
Yeah, I mean, we definitely, you know, the connection between me and him has obviously grown over, you know, my short 2 years here. Last year, before Kirk was named, you know, the starting quarterback, you know, in OTAs and in the preseason camp, you know, me and Kirk, we got a lot of reps together because I was with the twos and he was with the twos. So, you know, Kirk kind of saw then that, you know, I was a guy that kind of find my way through, you know, zone and, you know, get open in man coverage. And, you know, Kirk, you know, would throw me passes. So I think even back then, just having that little bit of time with Kirk before he was named the starter, you know, just helped, you know, with his confidence in me, you know, seeing that I was a guy that, you know, can get open and make plays. So I'm just trying to, you know, continue to show that I can be a guy that's, you know, reliable. You know, anytime you want to be a reliable guy for the quarterback. So I'm just trying to show that I'm, you know, a consistent and reliable guy for the QB.
We had David Cutcliffe on this program last year, and he mentioned, he talked about you and not even more so about how you are in terms of a great guy off the field and, of course, what you could do on the field as well. He said you would return a punt for a touchdown last year. Didn't happen, but you did it against Cleveland. It's all good. What does David Cutcliffe mean to you?
Coach, that means a lot to me, you know, just looking at it and thinking back about it. You know, Duke was my first scholarship offer. And, you know, obviously they saw something in me that they wanted me to come be a part of the program. And Coach Cut, you know, he was a huge – he played a huge impact in me deciding to go in the 10 Duke. So, you know, Coach Cut, he means a lot to me, you know. And then just being there for 4 years, I learned a lot. You know, he helped me grow on the football field, but most importantly, you know, as a man off the field. So, you know, anytime I'm back in North Carolina, I always stop by Duke. And, you know, holler at the guys and definitely talk to Coach Cut.
Couple of more thoughts, Jamison. You know, when I think I know all there is about the Redskins and then, of course, about HBCU football. I found out something different, that your dad played at North Carolina A&T.
Yeah. My dad played at North Carolina A&T back in the days. You know, growing up, you know, HBCU football was really all that I knew. You know, I really didn't start going to Division I football games until I started getting recruited, honestly. You know, my dad played back, I want to say, between 1975 and 1979, if I'm correct. So, you know, growing up, we would always go to, you know, the A&T and Winston games, A&T and South Carolina State, A&T and Central. So that's really all I knew growing up, you know, was A&T football. So even now, I always, you know, check in and, you know, try to get the scores, or if A&T playing on ESPN, you always try to watch the games. You know, still a fan of the X.
Wow. So so you are very familiar with A&T homecoming, which is a really big deal.
Yeah. Y'all familiar with G-Hope, you know, the greatest homecoming on earth. Yeah, I'm familiar with it for sure.
Sure. Now, my understanding, you follow the Aggies, but my understanding is you also follow even a little bit closely running back Tariq Cohen.
Yeah. I follow him a lot, man. He's, you know, definitely he's, you know, one of the top guys that's playing college football right now. And, you know, I say that, you know, even, you know, D1AA, D1, you know, what he does out there on the field, it's crazy. It's amazing. You know, even this year I watched 3 games, and, you know, his yards and his numbers, and every time he touched the ball, he can go. So, you know, he's a really exciting player to watch. And, you know, hopefully, you know, he has, you know, great success, and hopefully he can, you know, get a shot to play on Sundays.
Lastly, what is it going to take for you guys, meaning the Skins, to make it 5 straight and a win at Detroit this Sunday?
We'll have to go out there and execute. That's really what it's going to come down to. It's always tough. It's tough to win in this league, and then, you know, it's an added challenge when you have to go on the road and try to win. You know, the Lions, they're a hot team right now. They won 2 games in a row. So we know it's going to be a challenge. We know it's going to be a battle. But we have to go up there and execute and, you know, just play well and, you know, just see how things turn out.
His second season in the NFL, both with the Washington Redskins, a former 4th-round draft pick out of Duke, wide receiver Jamison Crowder joins us here on From the Press Box to Press Row. Jamison, we appreciate the time. Continued success to you and the Redskins.
Appreciate it. Thank you.